Today, we are here to have really the session of experiences. We have Tulsi Bhai Ji. Those who know Tulsi Bhai can raise the hand. Those who know Tulsi Bhai, quite few. Only one, one sister is hand. But Tulsi Bhai, he is very senior. And he is in knowledge since almost 50 years. And he is the instrument who started recording all the Baba's, Avyakt Babdada's video, audio, you know. And he has really lot of experiences. He is Madhuvan Nivasi since 47 years. And he is actually the head of audio, video. All the transmission, Bhavas, you can hear, right? You can hear? Yeah. So, now the team is so big. But initially in a Madhuvan, all the audio, visual, he started. And he has really experience with all the seniors, especially Dadis, Dadas, you know. So, really, we can wave our one hand in a welcome of Tulsi Bhai. It is our privilege to listen him today. And you can see he is really very yogi, calm and really very experienced. It is also my fortune that I had seen him and really found lot of motivations from him also. So today we will ask some questions, you can also ask. You can note down if you have any, related to the Purusharth effort, related to know about Yajna. You know, do you know when we create a movie, there is a full movie. But behind the scene, nowadays, when a movie is, released, one is movie and other thing is behind the scene. You know, they give. So actually today you will experience behind the scenes, because he is very close to all senior. So Bhaiji, first my question is as we see you, you looks like very calm yogi with stillness and all. And we have seen you so many programs, so many projects, so many things up and down. Still you maintain your calmness, still you looks like really effort maker. So first of all, sir, please share this secret. How do you maintain, and it's a long journey, Bhaiji.
Thank you, Sharanya. Om Shanti and greeting of peace to all of you. Welcome in Madhuban, especially in Gyan Sarovar, that quiet place where you can have good yoga, detached from the world. As brother has asked me for the efforts, well, certain efforts are common, everyone does, and me too. But then what I pay attention, especially being in Madhuban or in ups and down, there is no much ups and down in Madhuban, of course, yet when the question is there, answer has to be given. We have some expectation. And some expectation, and what we have expectation, maybe whether fulfilled fully or maybe in percentage, then you have to accept the things. Expectation and acceptance. You have to find the inner peace in between that, Maybe you keep a high aim or you expect from one or someone from the Adis or from the management or from the self even, but you maybe not fully succeed in that. But then whatever the output, whatever you have achieved, you have to be satisfied in that. So you shouldn't leave your peace of mind in that. And you have to remain happy And because we are effort maker, maybe today we are not succeed, tomorrow we may be. Maybe from the self side, or also from someone else, maybe the person whom you are connected with, maybe not understood you properly. Maybe tomorrow he will understand you better. So he will accept you and again. So, you know, we had to keep our mind that, in keeping in our mind that we had to remain happy. But first thing is you had to be contented. Contentment is the big, big treasure, we say. And then remain contented and be peaceful is our main aim in spiritual life. Yeah? So that's the main effort I pay attention, or the main streamline I pay attention.
Maybe sometimes what happens, as you said, like be patient and happy, you know. And, you know, up and down comes, right? Even in a yajna, as you said, it comes. Obviously, it comes, as a, you know. Sometimes we keep really good wishes for the soul, you know, we are around them. And still, sometimes, you know, you see they are not changing, you know. To have such of patience, you know, do you keep any special, like, points in your intellect? And how do you accept all these things? Well, we say sometimes it is drama, but to accept it, really you need the depth of knowledge also. So, what would you say after that?
See, main thing is, first thing in my mind is I'm not loser. Because God has accepted me, that's a big achievement. No? And then whatever I'm getting is like an extra. Because in the world, people think even to have vision of the God, their aim is that much only. And we have made Papa, and made in a corporeal form also, and in a subtle form also. So we have achieved a lot, in fact. But then, you know, we keep making effort to become more kind of having, achieving angelic stage. That's our effort. And that effort may be taking longer than others. Maybe some people, they cannot do help you, and some people they try to help you. So it's karmic account again, you know. With someone maybe I have karmic account, with someone maybe have been good with my past, and then maybe we in future we want to be, maybe we are going to be together. So we help each other, and sometimes it takes time, you know, like if you want to mold something, it takes time. Sometimes it has to be a proper temperature. Then only it can mold. So similarly, in our gathering, in our Brahmin family also, you have to have patience. No, Baba keep patience for us. You know, how many times we listen from Baba same thing? Baba keep repeating. So you have to have patience. And that is the love, patience for others, from and you know, and then for self you have to remain peaceful and happy. Then the day will come, you will get success.
Wow, wonderful. So the secret is, like, even if we are at Madhuvan, at center, or even in a family, we also settling our karmic account.
Of course.
Yeah, we all know that. And we have to understand that also. Right? Sometimes we accept, expectation is like they are weak. But along with that side, we should have the knowledge of, you know, the karmic accounts also. Really.
See, we have spent many births together. And in many births we have kept some account also. Maybe sometimes it's less with the Laukik people, more with the Brahmin family, you know. Mm-hmm. Because from the beginning of the Kalpa we are together. So it's not just one birth or two birth or few birth, but we've been together 84 births, then we having more account with the Brahmins also. And you know, you can feel it. Same person, maybe you didn't like yesterday, but today you may like him, because now it is settled. certain things are settled. So some people, they help you, they don't help you in beginning, but all of a sudden they try to help you in your task because they understood your task first thing, and then second thing in the karmic account is clear, you know. Sometimes it is, I feel that the higher surgeon, the big doctor gives you medicine, doesn't help you, but you know, the simple treatment given by a simple doctor or even the neighbor one,
that works.
Works, you know. Yeah. So it's like a karmic account, of course. You know, sometime I take medicine from the doctor, though I didn't take the medicine, yet I'm cured because the karmic account was that much only. So you had to think of that karmic account also. Of course, sometime when we talk about the karmic account, people feel heavy. But it's not a thing to keep feel heavy. It's like a easy method, like a give and take. It's a deal. So what we have given, we have to get it back, maybe sometime multiplied. So we had to accept it.
Wow, really good. Bhaiji, you have been Madhuvan Nivasi so long,
yeah,
and you met all the Dadis, right? Dadi Prakashmani to Didi, all. So we would like to listen your experience also with Didi, because even, you know, Dadi, Prakashmani Dadi we have seen, but Didi, you know, she was one of the founder member came along with Brahma Baba. So you met with her. What specialties and what effort she does, really, now we see Yajna, you know. It all came from the tapasya of the great souls. So we would like to listen about Didi, especially specialties and your experience also.
Well, Didi, as you said, she was...
Didi Manmohini, yeah?
Didi
she
Manmohini.
Was actually administrative head.
Didi Manmohini was from the beginning of the Yajna with Baba, even before Brahma Baba became Brahma Baba. Didi knew him and was helping the family with you know, some sewing or stitching the cloths, and she was close to Brahma Baba. Of course, certain thing, you know, we can't speak in the microphone, but then she had a great love for Brahma Baba even before Gyan. And then as soon Brahma Baba became Brahma Baba, I mean Baba, Shiva Baba entered in his body, and then Didi also had a vision from him, and then she became surrender immediately. And though she had some bondages, and she helped some others also, the sisters, those who were in bondage, she started sewing class. So the sisters can come and to the sewing class, and then the part time they were getting Baba's knowledge also. So that was a good excuse. And then in the management, because she was experienced, she was mother, so she was experienced, and she was from the rich family also, which in a rich family, in business, you manage the servants or the workers. So she had that experience also. So Baba made her also, in Yajna also, Baba made her manager. So she was succeed. Of course, she was strong in Maryadas, because the basis of our institution is purity first, and other Maryadas also. And then, of course, the Maryadas are helping us to follow purity. You know, certain things, like certain Maryadas are different from the country or the time also, you know. So in some countries, maybe wearing sari is the fashion. In some countries, wearing sari is the natural or necessary or the normal thing. So of course, Didi understood all these things, and then she kept us in full maryadas, and because she had a proper understanding of the knowledge, of course, and then love for Baba. So whenever you see that Didi is meditating, you also get inspiration. You try to spend with time with her or be with the same place where Didi is meditating. So the vibrations from her, especially love for Baba and others. No. One Baba, no one else, was Didi Manmohini. And to keep that love, of course, Moli is the base, the knowledge is the base. So Didi kept Moli class, attended in right time. She was punctual, regular, punctual with the notebook pen. Though she was in Lokik, she was not educated enough. Yet, Didi could write the notes from the Molis. And then those Moli points were like kind of jewels from the Moli that day. And then she was punctual in the punctual of the time, and seeing her, you will also become punctual, because if you are not in time, you will feel shy. So she was a kind of like a model kind of thing. If you have model kind of thing, example. You can when you see her, you start following. And of course, in the ending time, though she was very good entertaining also, she was good in...
How does she entertain, you know?
We used to go for picnic also. Uh-huh. In Peace Park. Now it is Peace Park, but before it was not called Peace Park. We call Oria Ground. It's the name of the village, Oria. And there is a big ground there. And then later on we purchased and made it Peace Park, but before it, still we were going in for picnic. And we were playing and like chair games or other games also.
Activities like playing activity,
football, uh-huh, volleyball and that, such things. And she was entertaining like she will put you a coin here. And when you press the coin here, you feel it, no? And she put it 2 or 3 times, and then she will take off. But when you first, she will say, "Okay, put it down." Then you try to put it, and then it come down in your hand. But when in third or fourth time, she didn't put that coin, or she pushed and just took it back. But then you try to make it twisted. You don't get it. So that was good, entertaining. And then, of course, some songs we used to had kind of a ras dance, garba dance. And because, Brahma Baba said that we will go together. And somehow Brahma Baba left. So there was a song the beloved didn't fulfill his. So he left us. So he was not true. He spoke lie. So it's a song in film movies. Sanya jhootho ka bara sardaar nikla, dil tod chala, mukh mod chala, like that. So, this is kind of entertainment. Otherwise, she was good in Baba's love and, of course, Maryadas.
We have even heard, from seniors, that she was so strict with rule and regulations. She was very good student, as you said. Mm-hmm. Still, I had seen a lot of seniors, they remember her. They admire the style of Didi. How she manage the yagya, how she really interact with Mudgun Nivasi. They also admire that things also.
She takes you know, when golden age was there, people were gold. The iron age is now, then people are iron aged. You cannot treat same way to golden aged people or to iron aged people. So in Yagya also, when people came in Madhuban or in beginning of a Seva in India, people were not having knowledge. First thing, we had to make them trust in God. Second, become Baba's child, and then follow Maryadas, you know. So, and then the souls came there here in Madhuban or in Gyan. They were worthy to be golden aged. So, to make them golden aged, you had to be strict. Of course, because the golden aged is like a 16 Celsius degree. Absolutely. So, if you want to make someone 16 Celsius degree,
Baba says 24 karat gold also.
So, you know, so Didi was there. Because those days, iron aged people and Baba's Brahmin, there was a lot difference. No? So, and people were not accepting as easy as
today they are.
So Didi was strict enough. But then those who came out of that, they became a good instrument for others because their foundation was strong. But that, this doesn't mean that, that she was that strict. She was friendly enough to make the Baba's children and make cooperative souls also. I remember them, a Modi family mother.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, in such families, like rich people, you don't talk Gyan directly, or you cannot make them Baba's child directly. So you had to be friendly with them. You know? So her way of making friend was really different. I mean, better.
How does she make friend those who are not BK? Like,
first thing, she understand what they are,
what they
treat accordingly. You know, once she, if you want to pull someone, you have to bow down. So Didi was that soul. In need of time, she will also bow down. In the sense that she wants to make you friend, and then she made. Cooperative soul, because in Yagya those days there was not enough money, so we had to have some souls. They help Yagya with the money also. So many families in foreign country in India, they were cooperative souls because these treated them family way, you know, made them easy.
Like how
so they make them comfortable to be in Madhuban, to come in Madhuban. And so they are helping, still they are helping. You know, sometimes jokingly we say, this family, five generations are in Gyan. Then, you know, people like you will say, how come they are in Gyan? Five generations, didn't they follow purity? So, but then they were cooperative, they are still in cooperative soul, and I feel that maybe they were not fully in knowledge or in Gyan or Baba's child, but there in their family, some youngster took birth, they became Baba's children and they became instrument. So still many souls, they started with a cooperative soul, being cooperative soul, but then in their family, the youngster, now it's, they are dedicated. So, in this way, she made friends. They were helping in Yagya.
So it and is also
especially with the foreigners, you know, she didn't speak English, but then she smiled, she gave drishti in a powerful way. So, even the foreigners, immediate after Muli class, they used to go to Didi's room to get toli, to get drishti. And she will jokingly say, You budu in English, you budu in Hindi, I budu in English. So she make them laugh. No? And then, of course, the translators were there, us around, but she made the friends.
That time, the classes were there for foreigners also?
Of course. Didi used to talk personally, not giving long lectures, but meeting personally.
Okay. So, you know, we can also learn from Didi. Sometimes we think that they are not BK. And we make little cut from that souls also. But if we think them also as a soul and cooperative soul for Yajna, so what should our behavior, you know, giving everyone the sustenance, you know, giving pure vibrations and making them the feeling of homily, you know, to increase the service. So this is also we can learn from our seniors also, right? Bhaji, I would like to listen about Dadi Prakashmani also, you know. When we talk about Dadi Prakashmani, you can see the Madhuvan Nivasi's face, really. You will find a special signing, you know, really. Because she was like mother to everyone. Really, those who have taken the sustenance, if you ask this story, there is thousands and thousands of story, personal stories to, you know, she was leader, she was mother, she was, you know, like second God to Madhuvan Nivasi, you know. So we will love to listen about her also.
See, they say those who are special souls, they are visible from their birth, and Dadi was like that. As soon she came in knowledge, because her lucky father was Jyotshi,
astrologer.
Astrologer.
Yeah.
He knew that his daughter is going to be like a Meera. She is going to surrender herself to God. So, and he, you know, especially when there was summer vacation.
Yeah.
Her Laukik father said to her that there is a special satsang going on. You may like it, you can attend, and then if you like it, you can continue. So she went in satsang. Then she had a vision of Shri Krishna from Baba. Then she became a regular student, and because her father already knew, so he supported her, and she was good in study also. So she became instrument to help Baba. Of course, later Mama came, but before Mama, Dadi was there. Dadi came in Gyan.
Dadi came in Gyan before
Mama.
Mama.
So they were studying together in the same school. But in Gyan, Dadi became before Baba's child. And then from the beginning, she was like a responsible soul. And because being a Kumari, she understood and she could give the time, because her many dadis, they had bondage, so they were not able to give time. But for Dadi, she was able to give time to Baba Shiyakya. And then, of course, Brahma Baba was there, but then when it comes to connect with the government projects or any other thing, Baba used to send either Mama or Dadi. When then she was quiet and called Muni Mama, like next to Mama, you can say. And then, because Mama was the manager or responsible in Yajna, so she was getting out only if it was necessary, but then Dadi was active. Her role was active. When Mama left body in 65, and then because she was institution head, of course Brahma Baba was there, but then in official side, Mama was the institution head. Then in April 66, Baba made Dadi Prakash Mani as the institution head in writing, in the book, I mean official record. Of course, Didi was there. She was
administrative
head in Yakeva, family side, but then official Dadi Prakash Mani became head. And from that, she was there and she was helping Yakya wherever needed. But then when Avek Baba, when Brahma Baba became awake, Baba handed over to Dadi Prakash Mani with spiritual side,
hand in hand.
And Baba often said in Murli that Baba took the responsibility, gave the responsibility to Dadi Prakash Mani and all the powers also. Just not the responsibility with the, but the full power also. And
Bhaji, when we say about powers, what do you see the powers in Dadi? Really, you know, Baba transfers, yeah. We know, but what powers practically do you see in Badi Dadi?
See, when we talk about the powers, you know, when a family head, what he does, he has love for you, he takes care of you, and he is authority also, you know. All three things, he takes care of you, he sustains you, and he look after you, I mean, he cares for you, in mean, to feed you, to give you education, yeah. Look after the health, but then he is authority also. So, the authority was given to Dadi Prakash Mani that day, especially on 18th January 69. And then you could feel that authority from Dadi, you know. Whatever she said, you can feel it is from Bab Dada. And she was such, you know, mold, she was having such mold power, and she was feeding herself. She is instrument, and Karan Karavanahar is Baba, you know. So sometimes she has to adjust according our behavior, I can say, because yeah. It's not easy to run the gathering. As I said, when there was Didi Manmuni, the golden aged people came also. But now, Bab Dada, Mama, Didi, they created strong foundation. Now we have to spend the institution, spread the yakya. So, Didi, Dadi Prakash Mani made many instruments, especially young kumaris. Those who family people, they surrendered their kumaris to Dadi Prakash Mani for betterment of the world, and you can say yakya. And many centers, almost all centers now, center in charges in India and abroad, they, most of them, I can say 95%. Sisters were, you know, surrendered in Dadi Prakash Mani's time.
Yeah.
So that was a speciality of Dadi Prakash Mani, being loveful, feeling that she is responsible for yakya from Bab Dada, so giving that much attention, and then sustain, and of course authority, in the sense that whatever she said, you must feel it. She won't say that it is Bab Dada, but you can feel it from Shakti, you know. So,
do you have any personal experience, like Dadi told you something, or really you learned from that, you know?
Well, certain thing I cannot share. So, I will just say that wherever we were.
But what did you learn from that incident or something?
First thing, she had forgiveness power, no? So she just make you realize, and then she forgives and forgets. If you are gone to her office, and she may have told you something, but and you feel it, you felt it, you realized, you can kind of promise yourself to change. Then when you come out of that office, she is no more same with you. She is different. She was as wow. she was before that incident. She behave you same way. So no one can feel it. The other person, third person cannot feel it. What happened in between to you two. So that was I went to Dadi's room and then I got some kind of words which I was not able to tolerate, of course. And then tears came out from that. But then Dadi won't come out from the room and not let me out, go out. And she gave me wet handkerchief.
Yes. To clean your tears.
Clean my... So both of us, we can go out. No? So no one else will know about us. And then we realize we changed. You know? So sometime maybe she got news or some complaint about me, which is not true. But yet, because she got complaint from someone, and then she will call me. Once I remember that I mentioned to Daddy that you called me and you just scold on me. Do you realize that I maybe become upset? Because it was not true. It was not my fault even. Then she said, yeah, I know that. But you know, I get complaint from the people, from the three sisters. They don't talk to each other normally, but they have same complaint about you. So then, if I don't call you, Ishudad is with me, and Ishudad keep reminding me, see, saying that these three sisters, they don't talk to each other, but they are having same complaint, it means it is truth. But somehow to put you down, those three sisters become together. Then I know that, but still I had to fulfill my responsibility, she said. But then I don't treat you again and again same way, because I know that you are right, but still I had to fulfill my responsibility. So sometime you had to understand the seniors, they had to go through what they are going through. So they do their task, but yet you have to have faith and the love or the respect for the senior, same way. So such Dadi, because she never changed her way of looking at me in different way, but as she said, she had got the complaint, so she has to. So sometime I had to compromise, because the people who complain about me to Dadiji, they are from other cities also. Suppose a teacher has come and complaining because she did not understand me. A sister say that, okay, give me this class in this cassette. And the cassette is not even moving, that no. So I cannot put that cassette in my recorder. But then she said, Dadi, Tulsi is not even giving that cooperation to record in the class in this cassette. And then Dadi said, see, Tulsi, you didn't cooperate to her. She is teacher. Don't you know that? So okay, Dadi, maybe I have not supported her, not helped her, but I can give her class in my cassette. Okay, so then sometime you had to really, because Dadi will say, see Tulsi, we are here in same Madhuban, but this sister, if she got upset and gone to her city, she may make others, them students also upset. So let her go from Madhuban with happiness, with happy mood. So to keep her happy mood, maybe sometime you have to really compromise with your own things. Maybe you are right, yet you have to say sorry, no? To make her happy, make her light.
Wow. So these are the story. Really, if you listen, maybe sometime you can see this incident that he makes everyone how to do every work. You know, I can tell you one story of mine also. I would love to. You know, we had the wing started, sports wing and security wing, and during that year, all the Madhuvan Nivasis. From Shantivan, Gyan Sarovar, Madhuvan Hospital, we had a sports day, you know, like Mamma Cup for sisters and Baba Cup for brothers, those who wins. And it was one of the marathon from Pandavavana Kilek. It was around 5 kilometer, and we run in that, and I was the third one there, and. You wouldn't believe all the winners, they were in front of Om Shanti Bhavan. In the Sasivan, all the sitting on sofa along with Dadi, because the photograph has to be there. And all the runners, like, they were sweat out like hell, really. Because you were running. That time the hair, it all wet. Shirt all wet. And we sit in front of Dadi. And you wouldn't believe Dadi. She was putting hand in my hair like that and doing like that. You know, you can't imagine. She was head of the institution, internationally institution. And she was so close to all. You know, so close to all. If you remember all these incidents, you will find really wonderful feeling. It was not, that's why Baba sometimes says, Kathni or Karni Ek. The meaning is, whatever you saying, it should be in your actions also. Right, Bhaiji? And we can see these things from Dadis. They were not just like saying anything. They were doing all that. They are the practical examples. You know, Dadi Prakashmani. And of course, there are a lot of Dadis. Dadi Manohar, Dadi Chandramani. So, Bhaiji, please tell.
I will share some more about Dadi. She was friendly enough to everyone, of course, just like brother said. And then many a time it happened that we used to go together with Dadi in tours. I remember a few times I went with Muni Ben and Dadi in an ambassador car, because Dadi used
that
to...
That time I think there is one or two cars in here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
just one car, ambassador.
So, if Dadi is going flight from Ahmedabad, up to Ahmedabad, she will travel in that ambassador. And sometime I used to be give company to her, because Muni Ben said that a brother must be with us. So, once I remember that I was coming down from the Om Shanti Bhavan staircase, and then Dadi was going in a Mazda car. Till that we
next,
got
next,
a 21-seater Mazda car. And then Dadi was going in that. She saw me, and then she stopped the Mazda car. And then she said, "You are not coming?" I said, "So, Dadi, I'm not invited." So she said, "Okay. Dadi will wait 10 minutes for you. Come."
Wow.
So, Dadi stopped the car for 10 minutes, and of course I had to fulfill my responsibilities. I also give keys to someone and gain the other responsibility to someone else. Then get my thing ready. So at least I can stay 3 days with Dadi. So I came in 7-8 minutes, and then because everything was like Dadi is waiting for me, no? So we all had respect for Dadi, you know. Even if Dadi says do this, and if you won't put your intellect in that whether I should do or not, you know, because she is the owner of yagya. If she is saying, then what are you losing to do that? So this is how we help Adi in running centers, and not only me, but Adi's aura was that, like while reading Muli, Adi is saying, okay, now today is like a heavy cold. Shouldn't we get the halwa, garam garam halwa? And then even half away of Muli, if she says, shouldn't we get the halwa? And you know, okay, Bodhidaji is listening, she will get ready for us. The class told
you. You know halwa, right?
So we get garam halwa immediate after Muli class. You can think maybe 20 minutes left, no? 20, 25 minutes left, and then because the speakers are there in kitchen also, the kitchen people are listening there. So it's not just a Boli Dadi, but then others like Surya Bhai or Ramlachan Bhai or those who were in kitchen, or maybe one or two people are brothers are sitting in the class, they will also get up to go and get ready halwa. No? So her, even whatever she think and she speak from out, that things are ready. Like so this was the yakya, and still is that yakya. Madhuban is Madhuban,
yes,
I can say.
Like that.
So she was good in giving. You know, main thing is appreciation. If I had done something good, she will appreciate me. It's like suppose a 3 days conference is gone, finished, and after conference completed, Dadi will call all the sevadaris, and she will say, see, everyone praised the Brahma Kumaris or Madhupan or this conference, but who were behind that? These sevadaris, no? And it is reality that the sevadaris or the Madhupan Nivasis, they made everything in that conference. So she will arrange a kind of appreciation session and get some tolis and or the gifts from Madhupan to all sevataris and to all Madhupan Nivasis, especially those who are connected with the conference. Like she said, see, everyone heard proper sound? Yes. Who is behind that? Tulsi. See, Tulsi, raise your high hand. Then, so, you know, it's kind of a recognition. In a family, we get recognition because we worked properly or we fulfilled our responsibility. So we were known, this way we were known in whole world, in fact.
Wow.
So this was Dadi, and wherever, sometimes she will bow down, even you had made a mistake, but then suppose I made a mistake and even she will say to Shalinder, I take responsibility because Tulsi is my boy, so I say sorry to you.
Wow.
This way, Dadi took responsibility of the, like we are her children and she is mother, so if the child has done something wrong, mother will say sorry. No? So many incidents happen like that, sorry. Dadi will say sorry, no? And many things, even Dadis, they have decided in their short meeting, small meeting of the seniors, but still if a single Madhuban Nivasi says, no, Dadi, this cannot happen, and then she will stop there. She will say, okay, next time we'll see. So she will take ideas, advice from them, all Madhuban Nivasis also.
I have heard, Bhaiji, sorry to interrupt. Yeah. All the Madhuban Nivasis, they have a lot of faith in Bodhidaji.
Yeah.
All the teachers around the India, even from foreign lands, they have firm faith in Dadi. It was like magic, you know. Yeah. If Dadi says something, everybody stands there.
Yeah.
What was the magic? How it, you know?
The first thing, because you know, as we said, Baba has given all the powers to her, and so whatever she says, it happens. You know, like Dadi said, why don't we have even see in starting 80s? Dadi said, if Delhi people can manage 12,000 people, Brahmins, why not Madhuban? So we try to make 12,000 people program in Madhuban. So many times we try to put make it happen in Peace Polo Ground or in Peace Park, but it didn't happen. Later it happened in Shantivan.
12,000
people in their tent. Mm. And similarly, later on, Dadi said, why not 100,000 people come in one gathering in our function? So who will take responsibility? And then I remember from Ahmedabad, Sarla Didi, she said, we will try. So she made it possible, and you know, it was Baba's magic that her wish was fulfilled. More than 100,000 people came in that function. And so whatever she says, almost everyone's experience was, it will become, it will come in true. So we had, as you said, you know, in Baba and Dadi, we used to see Baba. You know? Like I share my own experience that I fell down from Om Shanti Bhavan and they broke my leg. It was femur fracture here, and then some steel, two steel plates, 14 screws, and a big rod was put. And doctor said, okay, after 3 years we will take it off. And then I became normal, walking normal. And Dadi remembered that thing that Tulsi has to go to take this off. You know, I forget. I thought maybe even after 3 years we will think of that. But then Dadi is saying in October, she said, see, in October there is a conference. And then in February it is conference. You better go, after conference finish, you better go take this steel off, and then so that before the February, you get ready to look after conference. And you know, we went to the surgeon to take off. He said, see, that time you came here, you were not even able to walk, you were not able to sit. So the operation we did was on your risk. You know? So whatever happened, you became normal, you are now walking. When we take this off, it is almost same operation. Even more than better before, because before it was already broken, now we had to break it.
Mm.
So when you break it, because the bone has come that plate, no? So we had to grind that bone to take this steel off.
Uh-huh.
So in that process, it may break it more than necessary, and then maybe you are not able to walk. Then you will blame me. And then we tried to convince him, and then finally we said, see, because Dadi, we didn't go to take leave from Dadi. Dadi has sent us. So that means Baba, the God, has sent us. When the God is responsible, why you are worried about it? So we talked a lot about Dadiji to that surgeon so that he could believe it. And then he took it off. And before February start, I was ready, walking normal.
Wow.
So we had firm faith in Dadi that if Dadi has said, means the Baba has said and God has said. So we all believe that, and we still believe that. And it was Baba's promise with Dadi Prakashmani that if you are confused somewhere, if you call Avik Bab Dada in Dadi Gulja, Baba will definitely come. Or maybe if not, then Baba will send a message through Dadi Gulja. So wherever Dadi used to have like a plus minus, not fully determined what to do, then she will send a message to Baba, and it has happened. I think I was witness of 2-3 times at least.
It happened, right? That it called happened Baba, that Baba came.
Yeah, without any program, Baba came.
Yeah,
Once Dadi Gulzar said to offer bhog to Bab Dada on the Thursday, you know, Om Shanti Bhavan, and Baba came. And once in a meditation hall, Baba came. Twice in meditation hall, Baba came because Dadi invoked him, yeah. Baba. So without any announcement, or even Madhubani Vasi didn't know that. So they came runningly. If Baba has come, we will get drishti from Baba. So it has happened. So Baba and Dadi and all Dadis, of course, and that was magic of Dadi Prakashmani, because normally it happens that of the same age or the same rank people try to get
little someone, jealousy or sometimes little.
But for Dadi Prakashmani, no one had that kind of feeling. Yeah. Everyone supported. All Dadis, they cooperated Dadi Prakashmani. And they especially, I used to ask the other Dadis that, you used to listen Muli from Baba and you listen Muli from Dadi. Is there any difference? She said, no. It is almost same like Baba used to speak. And because when Dadi read Muli, it's not like she's reading, she's speaking. Feel that Dadi is reading it. She is giving Muli.
Wow. Yeah. Dadi was, you know, as he's saying, a lot of Dadi's qualities coming in front of my eyes. This Gansrover, it is a thought of Dadi. Right? Of course, she gave the slogan, each one rupee, every day, something like that. And this Gansrover build-up. Even in Shantivan, you see big hall. She gave the date that Baba has to come on that date. So it was a firm thought of Dadi Prakashmani. Everything come in that, yes. You know, really, we can learn so many things from our senior, like keeping faith in a team. You know, now a lot of people nowadays comes in Gansrover or we go outside for this leadership quality, really, giving lectures to outside people on leadership quality, and they also wonder how your institution, how the sisters they are running. They are so good, you know, you can't learn all these things in Institute of Management. You know, and your Dadi, sometimes we give the example of Dadi, how from the 1 rupee, this Gansrover is built. How the Samdivan, you see, is a big, huge complex, huge hall, and just come in existence within like 2 years, 3 years. You know, this is all wonder of Baba, of course, but the pure thought and belief in the team, whether you can call them Madhuvanivasi, you call them BK family, but having that really deep faith and, you know, believe that they are the soul, those will bring the heaven, you know. So this is also, we can learn from our senior, our Dadis, how they build Madhuvan, how they build the team. We can also do the seva in the same way, of course. And Bhaiji, this is also month of January. You have, you know, taken this tea. You have personally meet with Avyad Babdada so many times, countless times. You have taken the drishti from Avyad Babdada. So please tell us that experience also, meeting with Avyad Babdada. Nowadays, of course, we see on television. But that time, the meeting with Avyad Babdada, what was the experience? How the souls feel that God has come, really? Because it is not just saying that Baba came and, you know, he ran the muli. But people felt the power, people felt, you know, the blessings. So we want to listen that also, Bhaiji.
See, even these days, when we listen muli from the video, it's, of course, the muli is from video, but I always say that the appointment of those days are being approved through the transmission, the approval being given by Bab Dada. So maybe we can say in Baba is not coming in corporeal form, but Baba fulfilled his promise and then he does come. In Lokik, people call some souls, even in the stove, even in the glass, they say this soul will respond. So because the soul cannot speak, if this glass shake in this way, then it means yes, this way means no. So like a bhakti, they have faith, and then that is done by soul, yes. You know? Often we say this is not a proper soul even. Mm-hmm. So the God can do anything. God can give you drishti from television. Mm-hmm. So it is your own faith and Baba's magic. And of course that when Baba is an energy, I will say. Because why I use energy? Because it is very subtle, which we cannot see through the science, but yes, it works. So, you know, most of us, I can say more than 90% people feel that Baba came, you know. And some of the foreigners, I, you know, when first meeting without this corporeal form happened, then we were having IT meeting those days, and in an IT meeting we asked everyone what was your experience, and the most of them they said, see, normally when Baba used to come in corporeal form, we used to worry about the seats. I always should sit in front, not in even second, third line. But now we are away, we are free from that arrangement. Wherever we could see television, the Baba's view, we sat there, and because we sat there and we are away from our belonging people, in the sense we are away from the friend circle or the same people we've been meeting every day. So we don't even talk to each other. So we are free from them. So we pay more full attention in Baba's Muli and Drishti, and we gaining more than before, I will say. So this was their experience, that they are getting more than even in corporeal form Baba used to give them, because of this, you know, this attachment of the seats and the belonging, and people must see me, that I'm in front line, all this. Now there's nothing like that. So Baba is fulfilling his promise, and he does come. And when you are asking for my own experience of the previous meetings of the in Om Shanti Bhavan or in the meditation hall, and that time Baba used to speak blessing, used to give us blessing, and then first thing Drishti, and then blessing, and then Toli.
Do you have any experience of Drishti? While Baba giving Drishti, do you felt anything?
You know, when you go in front of Baba, you become bodiless first thing. And then you are beyond this world. You feel like you are light. And then you are not trying to even, you don't have that feeling that you are trying to get it. You are feeling it, that Baba is giving a Drishti, and that Baba is also light. You feel that, and then trying to get the words what Baba speaks. And then suppose Baba mentioned that you are Sukhdev, the one who gives God's version to everyone, make them available to everyone. This is a big, big happiness you are giving, the Sukh you are giving. So you are Sukhdev, you know. So when I met next year, Baba repeat, okay, the Sukhdev has come. And then third year also, Acha, you are Sukh Swarup, Sukhdev, Sukh Swarup, being Sukh, getting more Sukh from the ocean of Sukh. Similar like that, you know, happiness. You are happy soul, you are getting happiness, you are giving God's fortune to everyone, that's the big happiness you are giving. So you are the one who gives Sukh happiness. And that Baba mentioned that you have mold power. Till now you have improved yourself, you are grown up with the mold power, and in future also you will use this mold power and you will be recognized by the world. So the mold power, it's like a blessing. When Baba bless you, one thing is you have that ability. Second thing, you have done in last kalpa. Baba is just reminding you that you. And then third thing is, because Baba is telling you to do that, that means Baba will help you to get success in that. So you get Baba's help. So when you are determined that you are that soul, and Baba help you to fulfill his blessing, to make it practical, then you get success. So many time we get blessing, of course, many blessing, I can't speak many things here, Baba once said that you are Bhola, the innocent. Mm. And because of innocent, some may take advantage. So as the God is Bhola with Bhala also. So becoming strong, so no one should misuse you. So that was Baba's blessing also. And then once Baba said, so you getting in each and every task, in each and every step, you get Baba's help. And because it's God's help, the things become easy. And when Baba's help is there, the things become easy, you get success. So feel it in every task that Baba's help is there, and with Baba's help, I will get success. So it's such a many... blessing from in words, I will say, but otherwise, you know, when you put even you go to put microphone in front of Papa, you feel that aura, of course. Maybe sometime on eye contact, sometime not. Papa is giving drishti to others, but still that the feeling is there. And then many a time you get eye contact, and sometime Baba says,
wow.
You okay? Like that. So that feeling is there in corporeal form also, but in meditation also, we do feel those things. You know, sit in Baba's lap. Once I was asked that question, how you meditate? So I said, see, of course, in practical day-to-day life, we practice soul conscious. For especially when we are sat in meditation, I sit in mother's lap and get power from father. So sit in Brahma mother's lap and get power from
Shiva Baba.
So this is mainly meditation I experience and get power so that I can mold myself or to get success in sevas and overcomes obstacles, such things. So easy meditation, anytime, anywhere, you know, have company of Baba and have faith that if you are doing this, Baba is there to help you, and just you have to have courage and remain light, because sometimes you are stubborn, Baba cannot get things done through you. If you are flexible, you are light, again, Baba will get things done through you. The flexibility and lightness is there.
I was supposed to ask a really last question, what should be our effort, you know, as we see the final time is coming, what is the situation of globally, you know, geographically and globally, the situation of all. So what practice really about, because you are very close to Vyakt Bhav Dada also, so sometimes the effort for last you would like.
See, when you listen Brahma Baba's stories of the last days, he became detached, and the certain things we can avoid, Baba did avoid it, you know, repeatedly saying same thing, the Baba avoid. Baba even avoided listening unnecessary thing, even from the letters from children, or when Baba give detailed things in of the children give detailed things of the services, Baba say, okay, be in essence. And the Baba was giving much time to get the connected with Shiva Baba and less in the corporeal things. Similarly, we have to practice that. Be detached from the unnecessary things. You know, obviously you say in open words, I will say, get detached from unnecessary even messages. You know, don't give your time to entertain Lord and the worldly things. You know, because see, nowadays Even the many people from the world, they speak good thing. They put on YouTube and other things. You think this is a good thing, you know. But then it is not said by Baba. Of course, they talk about values. But when, do you get enough time, extra time from the Murlis or from the our really effort? You know, if I ask you, even if you ask me, I don't remember all the things from today's Murli, or the even blessing or the slogans. So how much you remember today's thing which is said by God, and still you are giving time to the worldly people. Of course, they are talking about the values. You thinking that they are good things also. But I feel if you are saying that this last time, what we can avoid is these things, and then give time, and even be less in talking, give time to for silence. And silence doesn't mean lonely. It shouldn't be alone in that way. But we even you be alone, but the company of the Baba or the Self or the I and say. That's why they say, in dead silence you are never alone. You are feeling your own self with you or Baba's company. So don't feel lonely, but then try to be alone even in the gathering. In the sense that don't think what she or he is doing. Be concentrated on your own self. So that is, then you can move faster. And that's like, you know, in a horse, they put that. So horse can see only in front, not in the side sense. Yeah. So yeah. So try to be concentrated on your own efforts, not what others are seeing. Of course, this is family, but still, especially in January month, try to be with your own self and with Baba, and avoid the unnecessary thing. If you can postpone, can postpone. If it is necessary, do in short time, or even in talking or making other things, try to save your time, I'll say. So this is what I'm doing. And so maybe I'm not friendly with everyone. I mean, in the sense that I don't give them time, but I have a good relationship. Still not to waste my time.
Wonderful, sir. You are not friendly with the, but I can say you are, you know, so close with everyone, and you always inspire us also, Bhaiji. And whenever we meet you, we get new experiences, new Baba's point. So thank you very much, really being our senior and guide us. So thank you also.
Thank you all. All the best.